Dear God, none of us had perfect moms, but we honor our moms today on Mother's Day because you chose them to create each of us. Lord, for many, Mother's Day is a difficult day. And so we ask you to comfort those with heartaches today. For those who've lost their mothers, comfort them. For moms who've lost a child through miscarriage or through death, comfort them. We pray for our stepmoms who struggle with blending a family. We pray for those who have had a delayed adoption or even a failed adoption and their heart has been broken. Comfort these moms. Comfort those who've wanted to be mothers, but it just hasn't happened. Comfort those who've struggled with infertility. Wrap your arms around these women, dear Lord, and give them your comfort today. At the same time, you said to rejoice with those who rejoice, so we celebrate with those who've given birth this year to a brand new baby. We celebrate with those who've adopted children into their home or those who have graciously and warmly welcomed foster kids who need a loving home. Lord, we thank you for our moms in every stage of life. We thank you for the mothers of preschoolers whose work is never finished. We thank you for the moms of grade schoolers who play chauffeur and pack lunches and help with homework every day. We thank you for moms who feel both the pride and the ache of now being in the empty nest stage. On this Mother's Day, Lord, we commit ourselves to honoring and to loving and to protecting the mothers in our lives, and we thank you for the gift of mothers. And we pray your blessing on them today. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, bless them. Bless you, mothers, today. Pastor Jake, come, give us the word.
Hallelujah. All right, guys, let's all stand up and give a hand one more time for the mothers in the house. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for them. What a great, great gift that has been given to us. Motherhood. Praise the Lord. We thank you so very much. Womanhood and motherhood is so powerful. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, it's, again, great to be in the house of the Lord in Thief River Falls. And I find out wherever you go, there are houses of the Lord, whether it be in foreign countries or wherever you're at. It's like you went there, and it's like a service at your own church. And the church is an important part of what God is doing on the earth. And he related that to motherhood. Amen. And that she is a bride that is taken up and perfected into the beauty of what God wants to do in a sense of a wedding. You know, you start reading in Ephesians and you find out the beauty of motherhood. And I'd like to say natural and spiritual mothers in this house are tremendously powerful. And we do respect you. Not only for bearing children, because we would not be here without having children bared. And I lost my mom. I should say she gained heaven this last year and kind of lost her. And so that you can kind of understand that. But even watching, you know, being my age, it's at that area where I'd watched a lot of mamas grow up. And I went to Twin Valley, and my mom and so many other moms that had families, and they were growing up, and now my mom was 89 years old. And you could think about moms and how important they are. And Sandra put something, I don't know if you put it on Facebook, but I was just thinking about, these are the men in my life. And, you know, I was the man in her life when I got married, but now she had 10, 11 men, young men, older men. And you know what? That's what God's all about. He builds on a realm of generation, from generation to generation. And so we're so happy about what God is doing in the mothers of this house. And I respect you. And not only, you know, sometimes we talk about motherhood, but I want to just talk about womanhood. Because God made you from, you know, you were inside your mother's womb and he made you a girl, a woman, someone that was going to bless the world that we live in. And I, you know, when I read scriptures in the Bible about womanhood and the mighty women of God and those that probably were never mentioned, I know that it takes a lifetime of commitment and laying down your life to bring forth one child, much less five children and 10 children. So I respect you so very much, and I'm so happy to represent a motherhood in this house. And I was just thinking, well, we should have a woman speak about motherhood. I said, well, no, I should speak about motherhood. You know, hallelujah. So anyway, I'm going to just look at some scriptures about motherhood that are very powerful as far as I'm concerned. And this is what I would say to you, mothers. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God upon every remembrance of you, mothers. And I really believe that that's what God would say about our ladies here and just about motherhood in general. I really believe that scriptures that are probably our favorite scriptures really pertain much to motherhood, because where life starts, where life is conceived, there is no greater love than a mother. And when she has that child on the inside of her, that child is the most important. And, you know, after the child comes out, it's the most important thing in that person's life. And, you know, fathers, I think we're great in some senses, but we never get that type of love, that type of commitment, that type of understanding of carrying that child within the womb for that length of time. There's something about that is so God, you know, and it's so powerful. So girls, women, and mothers, man, I tell you what, God has placed something on the inside of you that goes way beyond anything that us men can understand. Hallelujah. And so I commend you on that today. You know, I just think about this scripture. You know, sometimes we're always saying, well, I just want to be loved, or I want more love in my life. And, you know, I started looking at love and I started asking, well, I want more love in my life. But I started reading about love, then I was wondering, do I really want more love in my life? Because love is not an easy thing to walk out. And I really believe in the realm of motherhood that from a woman of God to a mother of God, there is a miraculous change that goes on. And I think any guy that has been married for any length of time and there's a child that comes into life, the girl that you married turns into the mother that you sometimes don't understand for a year or two. What happened to my girl that I married? Well, she became a mother. And in motherhood, she has to go to the place of love and deep love, deep understanding of love. And so just in this scripture, love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous, is not proud, is not conceited, does not act foolishly, is not selfish, is not easily provoked to anger. Mothers, could you be provoked to anger by the action of kids at times? Hallelujah. The kids would say, yes, I the action of moms, yes, at times. Keep no records of wrong, thank God. Takes no pleasure in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. They love, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And I really believe that that is a scripture for motherhood. And it's a scripture that talks about love. We read about it at weddings a lot of times. We say, this is what love is. And so the guy looks at the girl, and girl looks at the guy, and then they read 1 Corinthians 13, and then everyone goes, oh, I love that scripture. But man, love is a commitment, a choice to lay down your life for someone else. You know, and I think about my mom. I don't know how she did it. But when I was just a little boy about that high, and, you know, Pastor Jim and myself, she always had these suit pants and this little suit coat and this bow tie and this white shirt. And I always was wondering, I know that I was in it because I got pictures of it. But she apparently must, when we got home, she must have stripped us down, took the clothes back, put it in the closet, because I think we wore them for several years. But you know what? Mothers make things special. You know, mothers make things special. I watch all these children come, and their beautiful dresses, and the girls come, and it's mothers that do that. You right, dads? Or do we got some dads that are picking out dresses? Or, yeah. Or the little guys, you know, they got the suits. Anytime Sandra walks into a store, she's always over there. I said, hey, girl, are you planning on having another baby? No, but I always got someone that's having a baby. Hallelujah. See, motherhood is much more than just saying, I'm going to supply for my family. Now, it's good that she supplies, but when motherhood comes, then they start supplying for everyone's family. And in the church family, then they go, I said, man, I tell you, we need to pray for some blessings, continued blessings upon mamas so they can continue to shop. Hallelujah. Yeah, and so with that, they're not usually looking, well, that's not always the case, not always looking for themselves, but they're usually looking for something special for their grandkids or someone else's kids, and that's so precious. That's the miracle of motherhood. That is family. You know, the family of faith. When the family of faith is so powerful is when we look at each other and we say, I would rather lay down my life for you so I could do something good for you and something precious for you. And that builds family. Amen? If it was just to come here for a Sunday morning and leave and come again, or, you know what? That's not family. But God's building a family of faith, and motherhood is one of the greatest parts of the family of faith. You think about going into a kitchen, you know, like right around 12:30 on a Sunday afternoon, or maybe 1 o'clock, or even Saturday afternoon, and you smell that food, and you're going, motherhood, womanhood, there's something about it that they can do that deal. And make we can make a house, but they can make it a home. Amen? Hallelujah. And then it goes on, finally, brother, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of a good report, if there is any virtues and if there is any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. And there's promises throughout the scriptures that have been given to motherhood. And if we would adhere to those promises, if we would do those promises, the blessings of God would be upon all of our lives and upon the generation in front of us and to 2 or 3 or 1,000 generations if we will do it. And it starts out with motherhood. And there's a miracle. I'm not talking about just being a mother. I'm talking about a miracle that happens when on the inside God creates a being called the human being. And it's one of the greatest miracles. The first child I had, I looked at my wife and I looked at myself and I said, how that happened? You know, I mean, and it was just a freaked out. I mean, I was just kind of freaked out because there's a little child there and her name was Jenny, and I had to get to know her, and I'm just going, oh no, this is something else. But it was a miracle. It was a miracle of life. It was a miracle that happened there. And I just believe that in carrying that child and then in carrying another child and another child, wow. And when once you just pour out your life, the kids, they will be who you've made them to be. And yes, sometimes people go astray, and I think maybe our prayer up here, yeah, but you know what? Mothers don't leave children. And that child can be 21, 22, and they can be in trouble, but mothers will not leave because she's carried that perfect seed that God had placed in her to bring forth a child. Amen? Hallelujah. powerful. It says, teach your children to choose the right path, and when they are older, they will remain on it. What does moms do? You know, this is the road. Follow this road. Keep on going down that road, and the blessings of God will be with you. In Proverbs 23:25, it says, may she who gives you birth be happy. Hallelujah. You know, that's a powerful deal. You know, I mean, dads, we should take our children and our grandchildren, and we should make this day, and maybe every week we should have one day that we say, hey, I'm going to respect mom today. And I want this whole family to respect mom today because she's so precious to the family. Because we don't know what goes on during the day until you get a week off and she's sick and you got the whole household deal. And you go, Lord Jesus, we need miracles, signs, and wonders here. You know? And so motherhood is a powerful miracle that God placed upon the earth. It goes on, a kind-hearted woman gains respect. Praise God. So be happy with your wife and find joy with the woman you married. Proverbs 5:18. For find a wife, find a good thing. It shows the Lord is good to you. Man, I tell you what, I can say this. I can go to the mirror, and I said it to my wife this morning. It's also her 39th birthday today, so it was a double deal. Hallelujah. You see, that's not lying, that's just forgetting. I married a much younger woman. Hallelujah. And so I just looked at her today, and I thought about this last night, and I thought about, Lord, would I have had any other woman in my life to marry, bear my children, bear my craziness and all the stuff, the woman, I'd do it again. And you know that's pretty good. You could say that's pretty good. I'd do it again. Hallelujah. And I hope you guys would say the same thing to your wives, because they're precious, and you guys are powerful in this house. And it comes from a family, and then it goes out to the nation, motherhood, and then it goes out to many nations. And I really believe that this is what's happened in this house. You don't realize, or maybe you do, how many nations are represented because you paid the price of the miraculous miracle of carrying that child in your womb for that length of time. And it was a miracle from God. Amen? Hallelujah. I like that. Praise God. And of course, in Psalms 139, it says 13, it says, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. That's the scripture that I was thinking about, because how God takes you. And that's why I said, you know, it was a real crazy deal, that first child I had. The miracles that happened there changes our lives forever. And you know, the first year of that child, because it changed my wife, or the wife of my youth, to the mother of my children, it was hard to adjust to that. In fact, I was somewhat jealous about it. You know, she's changed. But she changed because God placed a miracle on the inside of her that changed her, so she could be the mother of my children. She could be the mother of a household. She could be a mother of a community. She could be a mother of the church that she goes to. She could be a mother of the nations, and then it goes to the nations. Yeah, that's the way it works. And I don't know, you know, sometimes we go to nations thinking that we're going to reach all. I tell you what, if we reach the mothers of that nation, I believe that we'll reach them all. Amen? Because it's that miraculous miracle that happened on the inside of her, and actually happened when a girl was born into this earth. God is working continual. And you know, there was there was Deborah. Did Deborah have a husband? Okay, what was his name? Okay. Well, anyway, I'm just leaving that alone. I was going to ask that question before. I probably should have. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to check that out. She is amazing. You know what? From the family of faith, we go into the realm of warfare. And women in warfare, if you look at the Bible and you see women of intercession, you see women of travailing, when you see women that's saying, this nation will not go down. In fact, I really believe that before the great and terrible day of the Lord, I believe that God's going to raise up a powerful, powerful intercessory, travailing force of women on the earth. And it's not just going to be they're there, it's going to be nationally known, internationally known, that the power of motherhood still has a tremendous, tremendous power in the earth. Much stronger than a political person or any leader. You get mothers praying and travailing. And Sandra, who was it, Patricia King, that is calling for now. Now, most of you ladies are 39 and down, but she's calling for 60 and above. You know, and she thinks that there is something in the 60 and above women. So, you know, that is going to turn the world upside down. And I love to hear stuff like that. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that was Deborah. And that was Ruth. When they arose, something happened. When Deborah arose, something happened. When Mary arose, she's 14 years old, something happened. Changed the world that we know, how we know it. Rahab, you know, they wouldn't say much about Rahab. Oh yeah, a prostitute over here. No, Rahab took the truth. She grabbed a hold of faith and she said, I'm going to hang on to faith. And out of Rahab came Jesse, and out of Jesse came David, King David. You know, I tell you what, it's powerful once God gets a hold of womanhood, and once they arise, things begin to change everywhere. Amen? And so we appreciate, I just want you to know how much we appreciate womanhood and the women of this house and what's going to happen in the years to come. And I really believe that even the word Sweet 16, it's 2016, I believe that there's a beginning of something very, very powerful, that it's a Sweet 16, but it's a powerful time that's coming ahead of us. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord would say that I am the God that has created, and I have formed, and I have fashioned, and I have broken down the walls of division, and I have come against the demonic forces that have attacked womanhood and motherhood. And I come with a special gift in my hand. I come with my blessing, and I carry it, and I give it to you today, saith the Spirit of the Lord. My life and my being is exactly who you are. I even formed and fashioned you as ones that would make up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that I would make a bride that was beautiful, without spot, without wrinkle. And I'm working a mighty, mighty work in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise up. Rise up, for these are the days that will change the earth as we know it. There is a great shaking. There is a great, in all dimensions, there's a great shaking. But in this realm that cannot be shaken, motherhood cannot be shaken, saith the Lord. I have formed and I have fashioned that miracle in the earth, and it will not be shaken, and it will have the strength, and it will have the power, an enduring power that will last and last right into forever, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Father, we just release that. We release that upon this church. We have released that upon the women. And Father, we ask that the men would be ones that would guard, and ones that would stand, and ones that would be diligent to do all that they've been commanded to do by the Lord Jesus Christ. God, that we would not be wimps. We would not let the woman just do everything. But God, that we would come alongside and we would take our headship in the realms of glory. And I just really, again, feel like the Lord is saying, the glory realms is when you walk together with your wife. The glory realms is when you walk with the bride of your youth and you look at her and you say, you're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're great on the earth. And as we do this, Lord, I believe that great things are going to happen in these days ahead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mary, the Spirit of the Lord would say that this is your greatest time of motherhood. And you've showed, even in these last years, you've shown so many people about motherhood. And you think sometimes maybe about daycare and about taking care, but you're a mother to those. You're not just a daycare provider, you're a mother. And I just believe that people are going to come and they're going to come to this church because you've mothered them into the kingdom and you've taken care of their most precious, and they will see it and they say, I'm going to go where that girl. They're going to follow you. And I believe that is to a lot of mothers here. They're going to follow you when you believe who you are and what God has created you to be, that you will bring them in because you are a mother of Israel. Darla, I just see the Holy Spirit again. The enemy has been fighting you tooth and nail, sickness, disease, and all these things that have tried to come upon you. It's a finished deal. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break every force. We break anything that would try to stop you, because you are a mother and you have a family. You're one that carries on. And you're a family person. And I just see the household of faith being built by you. You're going to have, in fact, this next year is going to be your most powerful year of building the family faith. You're going to have words of the Lord. In fact, I just see the word of the Lord is that I am even going to place prophetic utterance upon you, that it almost say, well, is Darla among the prophets? Because there's going to be prophetic words that God is going to come to you and speak to you about individuals, and that you're going to speak that out, and it's going to be a tremendous blessing to them and encouragement to them in these days ahead, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I thank you, Lord, for this powerful, powerful woman of God. We ask right now, Lord, that the seed of greatness that has been sown in her, God, that you, the sun and the temperature is coming forth, and it's coming to the final stage of breaking through the ground. And you're going to find that in this year and beyond, you're breaking through the ground. There's a powerful understanding that I am a woman of God, and I can make a difference in my society. I can make a difference in my family. I can make a difference in my church. I can make a difference in my community. I just see you as a difference maker, that you're going to make the difference. Where it seems like it's a tie, you're going to say, no, I make a difference. We're going to go this way. And your influence through your heart and through your voice is going to influence many to go the right way, the righteous way. Father, we release this upon our sister now, and we ask, Lord, the power of God to go with her in everything that she does. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So good. So good. Hallelujah. So good. Hallelujah. Well, to that end, really, I believe that God is speaking, that there is going to be a mighty move among our women. And of course, if that's the case, guys, if we can hang with them, there'll be a mighty move among us as men. And throughout the nations, I really believe that God is trampling down the walls of division that the devil has put up against womanhood. And I tell you what, you take a look through scriptures, and usually God would use a 13 and 14-year-old girl and raise her up to be the greatest one, you know, marry herself, become blessed among all women. And don't think that God can't raise you up to do the same thing. And I really believe that the injustice is going to be dealt with. It's not going to be dealt with in a candidate or in a presidential election. It's going to be dealt with God is your example, and on the inside of you is a miracle of motherhood. And I believe that that's much more sacred than anything else, that I want my rights. I'll take the rights of God and walk with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and pray. Hallelujah. Any girl or woman that is next to you, and if we don't have enough guys, but guys, just lay hands on them. Hallelujah. Yeah, and if you got two hands, maybe we'll have a creative miracle. You'll have four if we don't have enough hands. Hallelujah. All right. Men, let's agree together right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for our great-grandparents, which we have one. We pray for our grandparents, which we have many. We pray for our mothers, which we have many. We pray for our daughters, which we have many. We pray for our girls, which we have many. That the power of God that loves us, cares for us, and is a just God will come upon each one of these groups, and there would be a miracle, a life-giving source miracle. You bring forth life because of a miracle from God, but you're going to be a life-giving source in the days ahead. This is how God builds a church. He builds it from the family of faith. He's building a family, something beautiful, something wonderful. He's sending in the children. He's sending in those things. And then he builds us to go fight the good fight of faith. And Father, we ask, Lord, for a tremendous, powerful anointing upon the women to fight the good fight of faith. And as Deborah, and as Ruth, and as Rahab, and as Mary, and as Martha, God, that these women here would rise up with that anointing and that ability to walk on this earth, to break every force, to break every enemy that would come against them. We release them into these realms today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's just close with a hand clap for the Lord that's created the ladies that are in this house in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and jump there, Isaac. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Hallelujah. I got off the ground that high there. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, may you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and this next week, that it'll be a power expression. Husbands, say to your wives, man, you're the greatest mother and you're the greatest wife that I've ever had. Amen. It'll go a long way for you. God bless you. Any prayer, you can come on up, and we want to pray for you. If you have any needs, we'll pray for you. And we believe that God answers all of those things. Amen. You're dismissed.